Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Let's talk about one of the ultimate keys to achieving victory over every enemy in our everyday lives.
Yay.
It's a key that's known, but frequently taken for granted by many believers.
In Exodus 17, verse 10, in the Message Bible, Exodus 17, 10, it says, Joshua did what Moses ordered in order to fight Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. It turned out that whenever Moses raised his hands, Israel was winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, Amalek was winning. But Moses' hands got tired, so they got a stone and set it under him. He sat on it, and Aaron and Hur held his hands up high, one on each side. So his hands remained steady until the sun went down. Joshua defeated Amalek and its army in battle.
6 points. First, it's important that we be submitted to authority before going into battle. Some believers want to be kind of a, if you will, a spiritual lone ranger. But that's not God's plan or his system for success. Joshua was a man under authority. You will never be in authority until you understand how to operate under authority.
Amen, and that's the truth.
It's easy to be under authority when things are going well or the way you want. But the real test comes when you disagree with the direction of the leader, but continue to submit. Living your life under authority is well pleasing to God.
1 Peter 2, verses 13 through 17 in the Message Bible. Make the master proud of you by being good citizens. Respect the authorities, whatever their level. They are God's emissaries for keeping order. It is God's will that by doing good, you might cure the ignorance of the fools who think you're a danger to society. Exercise your freedom by serving God, not by breaking the rules. Treat everyone you meet with dignity. Love your spiritual family. Revere God. Respect the government.
We cannot account for what everyone else does, but we will give an account for everything we think, say, and do. And understand this, authority is important to the Lord. By the way, if you want a good teaching on authority, go to haroldherring.com at the store. Look at my wife's teaching on spiritual authority. It'll bless you. Second, get above the fray or outside the camp so you can see clearly the choices before you.
Exodus 17:10 says, in part, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill.
When making decisions in battle, we need a clear vantage point. In the Civil War, commanding generals from the North and the South most often found a vantage point on opposing hilltops where they could watch the action below. Generals Ulysses S. Grant and William Tecumseh Sherman changed the tactics of war, which gave the Norman armies a decided advantage. If you're in a battle, you need to get above the conflict so you can get a clear perspective. In order to make a proper, godly decision, it's imperative that you create an environment free from distractions, a quiet place. In other words, a place where no one else is talking, doing anything, which will draw your attention and break your focus. In his presence is a place where we can relax.
Psalm 9:9 in the Message Bible says, God's a safe house for the battered, a sanctuary during bad times. The moment you arrive, you relax. You're never sorry you knocked. You know, being mentally and spiritually prepared to open your heart to receive what God is sending your way. We need to rise above the fray so that we can see things God's way. When we do, victory will be ours.
Third, by simply raising his hands, the tide of the battle changed.
Exodus 17:10, the Message Bible said, it turned out that whenever Moses raised his hand, Israel was winning.
When Moses raised his hands, the good guys began to win, and the bad guys started to lose. Whenever we raise our hands in the midst of the battle, we win. It doesn't matter how strong the adversary is. Our adversary may be a debt or a financial bondage. It might be an attack of the enemy on our health or attack against our family or marriage. As Moses' hands penetrated the air, an invisible force was released in the spirit realm. That's exactly what happens to us when we praise God for past victories in the midst of an attack. Our praise empowers our performance and allows us to pierce the enemies aligned against us. It is universally recognized that the raising of a soldier's hand in battle means he's surrender. He's giving up the fight, laying down his weapons in defeat. Hear this now. When the children of God raise their hands during the battles of life, it's the first step away from certain defeat and toward ultimate victory. Raising our hands to praise God signifies recognition and acknowledgement and affirmation of his awesomeness, his absolute majesty in every situation. As your hands go up, your praise comes forth, you ensure that a supernatural force, an undefeatable ally, is ushered onto the scene to do battle on your behalf.
Fourth, weariness brings defeat. Exodus 17:10 says, but whenever he lowered his hands, Amalek was winning, but Moses' hands got tired. When we get weary, we don't think straight. When we get weary, we don't make wise decisions. When we get weary, it's difficult to think beyond your imagination and with supernatural creativity. When we get weary, sometimes we think it's easier to just accept that defeat, but we should never. Galatians 6:9 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, and let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint.
This scripture applies in so many areas of our lives, especially when it comes to sowing and reaping. The enemy wants us weary in giving. He'll do everything he can to delay our harvest while frustrating our faith or trying to. Never allow him the satisfaction, because you may be weary today, but your due season is on the way, and he can't stop that. Can somebody say
hallelujah?
Fifth, bringing in the cavalry to the rescue. I grew up loving Western movies and television shows, even when it looked like defeat was certain. You'd hear the bugle, and you knew the cavalry was on the way.
In Exodus 17:10, in the Message Bible, it continues by saying, so they got a stone and set it under him. He sat on it, and Aaron and Ur held up his hands, one on each side. So his hands remained steady until the sun went down. Even great leaders can get weary in the midst of the battle. That's why they must have someone to assist them to keep their hands lifted up. That's why the Father gave us the Holy Spirit, our unseen partner, that will always strengthen us as we keep our hands lifted in recognition of his majesty and acknowledgement of his divine power. You may be under attack at this very moment, but the Lord is saying to you, regardless of your current adversity, whether it's relatively new or has been around a while, never give up. Our Heavenly Father even gives us specific direction about how we're to pray. Because in Ephesians 6 verse 18 in the New Century Version, it says, "Pray in the Spirit at all times and with all kinds of prayers, asking for everything you need. To do this, you must always be ready and never give up. Always pray for all God's people." The Romans, in Romans 12 verse 11 in the Contemporary English Version, it says, "Never give up. Eagerly follow the Holy Spirit and serve the Lord."
You know, honey, that's a great verse to personalize. You can, Carol will never give up, but will eagerly follow the Holy Spirit and serve the Lord. Janice will never give up, but will eagerly follow the Holy Spirit and serve the Lord. Ray will never give up, but will eagerly follow the Holy Spirit and serve the Lord. As you get out in front, as you pray, you get in front of your battle. Begin praising God for victory in the areas of your life that have been under the greatest demonic assault, even before you see the victory or experience the manifestation. Number six, when we remain faithful to His Word, even in the midst of battle, regardless of the intensity or how hopeless things may look to the natural eye, victory will be
ours.
Ours. Hallelujah.
Continuing in Exodus 17, verse 10, in the Message Bible, it says, "Joshua defeated Amalek and its army in battle."
The children of Israel won a great victory, and so can you. That's right, every person hearing our voice. It doesn't matter how difficult the problem that you're facing, or how seemingly impossible the circumstance, or hopeless the situation. You have the authority and right to energize the Holy Spirit to fight and ensure your victory in every battle. The Word of God that was given to us last night and early this morning, for those who've been in the battle, here's what it says. Real simple. Raise your hands and praise God, for your victory is on the way.
Hallelujah. You notice those two scriptures, honey, that had never give up, are also pointing us to leaning on the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
In both of them. About following the Holy Spirit and listening to the Holy Spirit.
You win every time.
Guided.
When you listen to the voice.
Yes.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm. Make sure you join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for
That's
Sunday Night
right.
Live.
Hallelujah.
It'll make you shout, jump up and down, and run around the room.
You are funny. But no doubt it will.
The way I feel in my spirit.
That's it. It'll be great.
Make sure you join us at 6 p.m. Go to heraldhearing.com. Click the button that says Join the Harold and Bev Sunday Night. And while you're at the website or before then, today, right now, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldhearing.com where it says, "Sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground." Do what he says. It's all we ever ask. And until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern,
yes,
and again tomorrow morning at 8:30 and every morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.